I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening wherever you happen to be. You could be at home, you could be at work, you could be in your car, you could be doing patrols, security, holding it down at the bar. What's up, Mike? I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for hanging out here. I'm going to be here for one more hour because that's what I'm by contract, I'm supposed to do it. I'm hanging out with super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York. And like I said, one more hour. We've had a busy night. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We've talked about the college football playoff reveal. Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State occupy the top four. Of course, no Ohio State. Sorry, they're number six. Oregon is at number five. We talked about it with Brandon Marcello from 24/7 Sports. We heard from David Tepper. He didn't give no reason why he gave Frank Reich the boot. And then when he was asked about the general manager, Scott Fitterer, he didn't answer that question. He just left. Quite interesting. He talked about LaMelo Ball being hurt, Jonathan Taylor being hurt, Tiger Woods coming back. Draymond Green said he's not changing. What the hell is going on? This game, whoa, what's this? Oh, my God, wow. Sacramento Kings just beat the Golden State Warriors 124-123. Sacramento overcomes a 24-point deficit. Sacramento advances to the quarterfinals. The knockout round here of the end season. Shep, is this not a lot to explain? Am I bugging? Is it me?
So I'm always honest with the audience in UJR. So I'm like screening five different calls right now. Let me see what happens. So I'm watching the replay. Malik Monk puts it up, and it looks like a buzzer beater. Wow.
Yeah, no, Malik Monk won.
Right.
Steph Curry took a three and missed it.
Okay.
Like a Hail Mary type three. He was close because it's Steph Curry.
Wait a minute. You mean Steph Curry misses another clutch three? I've never seen that before.
Oh, come on. It wasn't.
He
it
misses
wasn't
a lot of clutch shots, JR. For a guy that gets the label of greatest shooter
can
ever.
You stop?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It wasn't a legitimate pull up. I mean, he didn't pull up from three.
Oh, he misses when he does pull up from three, but that's another story.
The man is playing out there with a bunch of old bums, and he's old, but he ain't no bum like his teammates.
If this was LeBron, he'd be getting a plethora of scrutiny and criticism.
No, so he wouldn't. The man had to take almost a half court heave of a three. Like let's slow down on Steph Curry.
Hey.
That's not the point. The point is that the Golden State Warriors blew a lead, 23-24 points. They were on their way to advancing into the knockout stage of the play-in, and they have been knocked out. The Sacramento Kings, they may have got knocked out by the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs last season, but now they return the favor in the regular season. And so now we see how important this in-season tournament is to everybody. Now that you get a little bit closer to the $500,000, I think as an overall, the games have been good. I've already seen some of the players are talking about the integrity of the game, and if you have to advance, if some of the records are similar or tied, you advance by point differential. And so now you got teams running up scores here. But this is the first go-around of this in-season tournament, so there's going to be some kinks. There's going to have to be some things that get ironed out. I think we've already seen we'll have some adjustments with the floors. I know the Mavericks have some issues with their courts. I think it's the Chicago Bulls and the Heat playing on these blood red courts that are just ridiculous eyesores. And so for first go round and for a tournament that's still going on, I think it's okay. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Sacramento just beats the Warriors 124-123. Draymond Green made his return tonight. 8.6 rebounds and 3 assists. Klay Thompson, oh, he had 20 points tonight. 3 of 10 from 3. Steph Curry, 29 points. He's been looking for help just forever. He was 4 of 12 from downtown. 10 rebounds, 6 assists. We got Greg. He's calling from Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, man, JR. Love you. Love your show, man.
Thank you. What's going on?
About a month. It's awesome.
Thank you. What's up?
I have a question. I know this. I mean, I know it's early, but like the Denver, could you actually see them like repeating and like with Jokic? I mean, and do you think, like, he plays old school? You know, he's an old school player. Do you see him winning? I mean, do you think he's the best player in the league?
I certainly do. I know he's dealing with a tired back from carrying the squad right now. I'm not too high on them repeating. I think, first of all, it's difficult to see anybody repeat in the NBA right now. So I think that's an uphill climb. And I've really taken a look at their depth. And I know what we saw from Reggie Jackson last night and the basketball corpse of DeAndre Jordan. I just don't know if they have the depth. That's how I feel right now. Is that going to change as the season continues on? Maybe, maybe not. Does that mean they ain't going to represent the West? Well, who's the ridiculous power in the West? I mean, I just know it's difficult to repeat. I would favor the Celtics right now over everybody, but it's November, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you feel about your hometown Nuggets? How do you feel about them?
Well, I mean, that's my go-to team. You know, I mean, I like Jokic. I mean, I know I'm not. I mean, I don't want to sound like a bandwagon fan just because he was, you know, the best player last year, and like they just made it look so easy last year. It was like ridiculous the way they, like well, nobody. I mean, do you agree? Like with the Heat, didn't even have a chance against them.
Hell no! The man was putting up Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell numbers. Like how? Triple doubles like it's nothing. There is no exaggeration with him.
Well, I remember when LeBron, he was even, you know, he talked about him and he was like, yeah, you can't stop. He goes, you can't stop him. He's that good. I mean, that's saying something, you know.
Listen, when you can control the game at your own pace and still do what you want to do, that's to me, that is just as beautiful as some idiot flying through the air doing 360s, okay?
Oh, yeah. I agree, totally.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg.
Well,
good
I
luck
really
to your Nuggets,
it.
Okay?
Thank you, JR. Appreciate
call anytime. No doubt. 855-212-4CBS. I told you that the game just ended between Sacramento and the Golden State Warriors. The Kings walking away with a victory at home, 124-123. Chris Paul only played 5 minutes in the game before he had to exit due to what they called leg soreness. And who knows what that may turn into. Golden State led at one point by 24 points. In order for Golden State to advance to the knockout stage of the in-season tournament, they would have had the 1-12. They were winning by 24. They blew a 24-point lead. And you can go ahead and thank Malik Monk for helping to get them a win. Let's take a listen to this. He knocked down a 3 to get them to within 1. This is from the Kings Radio Network.
Here's a steal. Monk has it. He feeds Fox, eludes a defender, drives to the right, finds Herter, swings down to Malik, sidesteps the defender, launches for three. He hits the triple. It's a one-point game at 123, 122, 36 seconds to go.
Kings radio announcer sounds like how Charlie Chaplin would sound. Malik Monk kept it going. He hit the game-winning basket, and I told you Steph Curry missed that heave. That's what that sounded like.
Fox from the logo, creeping forward. Now in two-point range, backs out, hooks a pass to Herter. Herter swings to the right side to Monk, attacks the baseline, jab step. Now he keeps the dribble alive, gets in the paint. Tough fall-away bank shot is good! Malik Monk somehow banks it home. 7.4 seconds to go. 124-123 Kings. Here's Curry. He'll try to get a shot off to win it. It's on the way. It's front rim short. The Sacramento Kings will advance in most dramatic fashion.
Okay. Let's see what happens here. Ah, we got answers. These are all the teams that advanced. Thank you, NBA. The Pacers. The Bucks, the Celtics, the Knicks get in as a wild card, the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Kings, and the Suns. Those are your teams here in the knockout rounds. And so what it looks like right now, the Knicks are going to play the Bucks, the Celtics will play the Pacers. And what do we got here? That's what I got now in front of me. Welcome to the first time for everybody. Tanner is calling from San Jose. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, man. I was just watching that game. I unfortunately had to get in the car and finish it on the radio as I'm picking up my wife at the moment from her work. But I have a few things that I kind of want to pick out from that game. If you go in and shoot 4-for-4 and have 11 points in like 5 minutes, why do you get pulled out? And then Klay Thompson gets like put back in. You know what I mean? Like
who are you referring to? Klay Thompson?
No. Well, Moses Moody. He was on fire there for a second, and then they subbed back in Klay. And I know that they're trying to be patient with him and everything, but I mean, if that guy is on fire, he's hitting everything, even if the ball isn't even in play, you know what I mean? And then you take him out, I don't understand that. I know that they were trying to win by 12, and so maybe this is kind of a push. And it's a big win from Sacramento, I mean, just for their psyche. But I mean, there are some things that you could do there to win the game, and you know what I mean? Like,
I just felt
I'm not questioning Kerr or nothing like that, man. He's way smarter than I am. But if a guy is shooting 4-for-4 and goes 11 points in like 4 minutes and then you pull him out, I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, let's see how smart the media is, and let's see if they ask Steve Kerr that, following the game. I'm sure he'll be questioned about that.
All right.
Let's also think about it this way, and thank you, Tanner, for calling from San Jose. If I'm Steph Curry and I'm Draymond Green, and I'm Klay Thompson, and I'm Steve Kerr. Yeah, you want to win every game. These games count towards the standings. I don't think it's at the top of their list to win the NBA in-season tournament cup or whatever the hell they're calling it. They want to get healthy to win another championship. Flat, period, and simple. They may not even get that. Klay Thompson looks kind of cooked right now. We got plenty of season left in front of us, but, I mean, sheesh, you don't look all that good. And I mentioned to you some of the other teams that advanced. The Milwaukee Bucks do so. They beat the Miami Heat with no Jimmy Butler. 131-124 is the final score there. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Damian Lillard lit it up as well, 32 points to go along with 9 assists. And so they move on to the knockout round to take on the New York Knicks. And Giannis, he actually had some positive words about what took place and their win. And, Shep, what did Giannis had some praise for the Heat? Is that what he said?
Giannis had praise for the Heat. Damian Lillard had praise for the Heat. Sounds like they know who they're going to play in the near future, so they're brothering them up. But if you want to hear from them, Jim JR, we're happy to play them.
Well, let's hear Damian Lillard first.
I'm real close with Bam. And after the game, we shook hands, and I told him, I was like, you got better. I always loved this game, but he actually got better, you know? So, and he know I wouldn't just say that. So, I mean, that's the best thing I can say is he's gotten better.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo finished today with 31 points. I saw Bam Adebayo play here in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and I was actually just, I'm not going to say shocked. His decision-making in the post and his post moves, he is much more fluid. And it was just like, well, damn, I don't remember him moving like that. So to hear Damian Lillard say that is actually kind of crazy. This is what Giannis had to say.
Of course. Miami is always going to be a threat to play hard. You know, they might not be flashy. They might not have the, you know, sorry for my language, the most attractive names, you know, but they always play hard.
And he played hard. What did Giannis do from the free throw line?
He apologized for saying sexy. What a class act he is.
Giannis didn't apologize. The man was making 69 jokes last week.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he's not worried about that.
Well, he just apologized when he said they're not the sexiest team. And then he's like, I apologize for using that language. Like, that's a very polite human being, JR.
No, bro.
Okay.
He was saying... He said, Giannis, there's 69 games left in the season. He's like, 69? 69? Ooh, I like that number, 69.
Gotcha.
Giannis makes Greek freak jokes and freaky time.
Well, that's not exactly a dad joke, and that's something that we have been accustomed to hearing from Giannis Antetokounmpo lately. So apparently he's branching out.
Yeah, they would say Giannis is on demon time. The purple emoji shop, you use that all the time, don't you?
I didn't know there was such thing as a purple emoji.
The purple emoji with the horns?
No. I don't even know what that is.
You don't use emojis?
Jay, I'm a 37-year-old man. I don't use emojis. No. No.
Whoa, come on now.
I don't know many 37-year-old men that are using emojis unless it's on a dating app.
Okay. You got a girlfriend, right?
Exactly, which is why I don't use emojis. You're telling me
she doesn't send emojis to you?
Well, that's different. That's different. That's women send more emojis than men do. And I'm generalizing, of course, but I'm not sending my girlfriend emojis when I, you know, say I hope you have a good day.
No sunglass, no smiley face.
No, it's sweetie, hope you have a wonderful day. See you when I get home! !! Yeah.
Not the emoji exclamation point.
No,
but
if you're Giannis, you have a team, and because Giannis is making about $50 million a year on the court alone, and so he has the ability to hire a team to send emojis. That's probably not him in the first place.
I mean, he got how many kids he got now? Two, three kids?
Probably seven less than Philip and Nick.
Philip and Nick?
Who? Rivers Philip? And Cannon, yeah.
Oh. Oh. I'm like, who? Philip and...
Right.
Nick Cannon had another baby while we had this conversation.
He probably did, and let me tell you something. If I'm landing Mariah Carey, I'm not giving that up.
Why? You want Mariah Carey to be a sugar mama?
No, I'm just, well, at the time, she wasn't a sugar mama. She might be now, but at the time, she was a beautiful, young, you know, looking.
Have you seen some of these other women Nick Cannon has impregnated?
I don't pay attention to Nick Cannon's love life, thank God. I have not seen them physically, no. You know the most beautiful woman I've ever seen Nick Cannon land, and that wasn't actually Nick Cannon, that was his role in Drumline. Who's the woman that plays opposite of him in Drumline? She is one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful woman I've ever laid my eyes on, with the exception of my girlfriend, of course.
I don't know, bro. I haven't seen Drumline in so long.
Okay. I gotta give you that name because she is drop-dead gorgeous.
Okay. Oh, Zoe Saldana?
Bingo. She's in that holiday commercial where she wears that oversized coat now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'll take Rosario Dawson over her.
Well, I take both.
Well, you got options, Shep. You got the two of them plus your girlfriend, so go wild.
I just mean I'm talking, of course, in the context of if I was single.
Okay.
I am a one lady man in JR. When you have the pleasure of meeting my significant other, you'll see why.
Okay. All right, listen, man. I believe you.
Thank
you know, there's a song about that. You should listen to it in the break.
Right. What's
so
the song?
I'm a one woman man.
Well, yeah. If you meet the right woman, there's the reason too many people are not one woman men is because they settle, and they end up with someone because someone likes them, and they realize, oh my God, I got into something way too prematurely. I missed out on this one.
Google Dave Hollister in a break, okay?
Deal.
You could walk down the street and play that. One woman man, Dave Hollister.
All right, interesting. Sounds good. I could be like John Travolta.
Listen to the lyrics. A little different than John Travolta.
Glad you got that reference.
A little different. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to come back, get some more of your calls. I told you Oakland has a new baseball team. I will explain. We know the A's are leaving. But Oakland, they're going to have the B's. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got clarity now on the NBA in-season tournament. The group stage is done. It's over. We got our final, how many teams? We got the final 8 teams right now. And I know there was so much talk and conversation about how, oh, we're going to have young teams, and this is going to be great for the young teams to try to win this. Man, these are a bunch of veteran squads right here for the most part. For the most part. The New York Knicks are going to take on the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the quarterfinals. The Boston Celtics are going to take on the Pacers. The Phoenix Suns are going to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. And the New Orleans Pelicans are going to take on the Sacramento Kings. Those are your 8 remaining teams in this in-season tournament. And if you want to look at young teams, okay, the Pacers are young, getting up and down the court. You could say, I guess, well, the Sacramento Kings are young. They went to the playoffs. I consider them to be a little bit more veteran than others. And the Pelicans, I mean, damn it, do they even play? Zion is healthy. How about that? Nobody talks about him. It's good. Got so many fat jokes and the lady trying to shake him down for money, the porno star. What a life. Zion needs to stay away from more things than food. So we have these games coming up, and then December 7th, we'll have the semifinal games, and then December 9th, 2 days later, we'll have a champion. The Knicks take on the Bucks, Celtics and the Pacers. The Suns will go against the Lakers, and the Pelicans will take on the Kings. I would say, because this is going to be East versus West, I wouldn't be surprised if the Kings kind of represent the West. Kings of the Lakers. I mean, Lakers and Suns are a wild card. I don't trust anybody on the Suns to play basketball. The Bucks will take care of the Knicks. That should be easy. The Celtics should take care of the Pacers, I think. Milwaukee Bucks versus the Celtics. Celtics-Kings. The Celtics will be your NBA Cup champions. The Celtics might end up being NBA champs next as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. ZZ's calling from Arizona. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up? Hey, ZZ, you're live on the radio.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, the Verizon commercial. Yes, what's up?
Do you think there's anyone who wants to talk about the Chicago Bears right now except me? Probably not.
Oh, we talked about those losers last night. What happened?
I hear. I want to pose something to you. I know that a couple weeks ago you were stating that you felt that Eberflus should be fired. And
did I?
You said,
I didn't
yeah,
say that.
You did. You don't remember that?
Can you listen to me?
Yes, sir.
I said I believe he would be fired. I had him on my top six list on a hot seat. I did not sit here and say that he should be fired. It didn't come out of my mouth.
Okay, all right. I appreciate the clarification. I just wanted to state, though, that even though obviously the Bears are not doing well and he has not done well as far as the record is concerned, when he's been calling plays since for the second or third week of the season, their defense is vastly improved. It didn't make sense that he wasn't calling plays when they first hired him. I don't know why they weren't doing that. What I'm saying is, as far as offensively, it seems that their offensive coordinator seems to be a big problem, and also Fields, because Fields, even though he feels he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, he still is not winning games. So, yes, sir.
He's one of the top quarterbacks. Like what number?
He thinks he's great. He thinks he's.
No, I didn't ask. I didn't ask you that. You said that Justin Fields is one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
No. I said he thinks he's one of the top quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. My apologies.
Yeah, no, he thinks he said before the Detroit game he's a great long ball passer. He's top five best rushing quarterbacks in history. He's touted himself. So what I'm saying is that I don't know if Eberflus is the problem, and I feel that the defense is improving. If they get another defensive end opposite Sweat, that side of the ball might be taken care of next year, and they need to figure out the other side.
He might still get the boot. It don't matter what you think. What really matters is who's throwing the ball. I agree with you. But typically, hey, getting rid of the coach is the easy thing to do, ZZ. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Let's see what happens. Thank you for calling from Arizona. Thank you, no doubt. Yeah, let's actually talk about a team worth a damn. The Minnesota Vikings, and I know, they played I know. Why are we rehashing this? Thank you for bringing it back up. We know they lost yesterday 12-10. We know that Josh Dobbs went out there and threw four interceptions. We also got word and confirmation that Justin Jefferson will be on his way back. The Minnesota Vikings got a bye coming up. By the time they're back in action, it'll be December 10th. Minnesota Vikings will be in Las Vegas taking on those Raiders. So, Jefferson's coming back. Joshua Dobbs can't throw the ball to the right teammate. So does that mean that Joshua Dobbs is going to be out there? Are we going to see Mullins? Who's going to be quarterback? Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, actually addressed this earlier today, and he basically said, man, whoever can get the damn ball to Justin Jefferson is going to play. Listen to this.
Overall, I think the quarterback positions needs to be evaluated to just figure out what we think gives us the best chance to win, an individual skill sets of all three of those guys, and take a look at that from a standpoint of what's the best fit right now for our team, and we're in the process of doing that.
How diplomatic. Kevin O'Connell he's like, man, Joshua Dobbs can get a degree in aerospace engineering, but he cannot throw the ball to the correct teammate. I ain't trusting him to throw the rock to Justin Jefferson, so he ain't gonna play. I think he's gonna start. I think he's gonna give him a short leash. Poor Josh Dobbs. He's playing for the Cardinals. They don't even print out his jersey. He goes to Minnesota. They let him play, but then he's choking away the opportunity. And this is what happens in Minnesota, at least for the Vikings. Yeah, they're gonna choke things away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'll take your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And then we're going to close out the show with just an Oakland style, a flair of Oakland. Why? Because baseball is coming back to Oakland, and one of the most legendary athletes from Oakland, he lost his mind on a reporter tonight. His name is Jason Kidd. We're going to hear Jason Kidd on the other side of the break. If you want to hear him curse out a reporter, we got you covered. And then we'll talk about his hometown, Oakland A's. Oh, not the Oakland A's anymore. is a new team. I'll tell you that team's name on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you? It's great to talk to you. You know, I listen all of the time while I'm out delivering my Uber side hustle.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to everybody out there getting that money. That Uber money, that DoorDash money, that delivery money. Shout out to everybody getting money. And everybody aspiring to get some too. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. I'm going to just call four guys the Defensive Player of the Week. Everybody who intercepted a Josh Dobbs pass last night. Jalen Johnson, TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker. They got an interception apiece, so they can go out there and thank Joshua Dobbs as the Chicago Bears beat Minnesota 12-10. And now Josh Dobbs, there's questions as to whether or not he's going to continue to start with Justin Jefferson coming back. They're like, man, you can't even throw the ball to the right team? Yeah, man, potentially have a seat. Before we went to break, I told you about some Oakland things, some Bay Area business, whatever the hell they see out in Oakland. One has to do with Jason Kidd. We'll get there momentarily. And the other one has to do with baseball returning to Oakland. My apologies to everyone out in the Bay. We know that the A's are going to Vegas. But have no fear. Baseball is coming back to Oakland. This was on the news earlier today on Channel 4.
Breaking news, a new professional baseball team is coming to Oakland. The Oakland Ballers just announced the launch of their team this morning with this video that you see. The team says they are determined to bring back the legacy of baseball to the town. The team will be joining the Pioneer Baseball League, and they'll become the league's first West Coast franchise. So this is not the MLB, it's the PBL.
I don't want to say how insulting, but I mean, is that another punch to the gut or what? And there you go, it's town business. Shep, you can't wait to see the Oakland Bees, right?
Jared, if you didn't send me that clip, I would have no idea what the hell you were talking about.
The Oakland Bees.
Never heard of them, couldn't care less.
They're new.
Well,
I don't think the people in Oakland care either.
Let's put it this way. Whoever their owner is, they will be more popular than the one that currently resides over the Athletics.
The Oakland Bees are going to be more popular than the Oakland A's?
It's not hard these days.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Oakland, one of Oakland's greatest exports is Jason Kidd. And tonight, his team, the Dallas Mavericks, yes, we know Mark Cuban now selling the majority of the team, but on the basketball court, they were in action tonight. The Dallas Mavericks beat Houston 121-115. Dallas now has a record of 11-6, excuse me, and they have they've improved in how they close out games. And Jason Kidd, you know, he had his normal post-game press conference, but tonight, in speaking to Tim McMahon, he wasn't all that thrilled. Jason Kidd felt that he wasn't, or his team wasn't getting the credit for the improvement, and he feels that Tim McMahon of ESPN is being a little too negative. Listen to this interaction, and yes, we had to clean it up.
Big deal about last year, but you're not making a big deal about it this year, because going good, right? So write some positive.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm giving you an answer. Like, you guys, you know, there's all right to write positive stuff. People will read your positive. You don't always have to be negative, right? Like, it's just the world's already negative enough, right? So let's see some positive stuff on some positive people that are playing, doing their job on a nightly basis.
Make it a lot easier to do that this year.
Well, we're only into this year. We can't go back to last year, right? Like, that's the problem. Have a good night.
Damn. And Shep, I feel like part of that is direct, not directly directed to me, but I sat here at the same time he did that press conference and I said, man, what do we expect from the Mavericks? Nothing.
Jared, you pointed out this clip to me. I haven't heard a head coach go on this kind of tirade in a long time.
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Against media?
Yeah. Not like this. Not six bleeps in 50 seconds.
That was only six?
That was only six, yeah.
Luka Doncic had 41 tonight. Kyrie Irving had 27. And the next closest scorer in the, not that they need anybody else scoring in the starting lineup, Derek Lively had 8 points. Grant Williams had zero. And what's that other guy you mentioned, Shep? What's his name? Josh Green had 5 points.
Josh Green, that's right.
Yeah.
He's their guy with the potential. He's supposed to be the future, so.
All right. Yeah, well, Dallas will go to the playoffs and lose. Sorry, Jason Kidd. You want to curse me out again? Let's listen to that one more time. Angry Jason Kidd. He wants you to write something positive about his Mavs.
Big deal about last year, but you're not making a big deal about it this year because going good, right? So write some positive.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm giving you a answer. Like, you guys, you know, there's all right to write positive stuff. People will read your positive. You don't always have to be negative, right? Like, it's just the world's already negative enough, right? So let's see some positive stuff on some positive people that are playing, doing their job on a nightly basis.
Make it a lot easier to do that this year.
Well, we're only into this year. We can't go back to last year, right? Like, that's the problem. Have a good night.
Damn. You would think out of all the success and life success this man had, he'd be a little happier. Oh, look at Belichick. Sorju is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sorju?
JR, my man, how we doing?
Who's we? I'm only one person.
I mean, shout out to Shep as well, man. Listen, okay. I was just watching the highlights of that Warriors-Kings game. Listen, you got to break this Warriors thing up, man. I mean, shout out to Bob Myers, man. He knew this was going to happen. He saw the future, and he was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this happen on my legacy. So what does he do, like what all smart guys do? You go out on top, right? Because now the current GM, I think, is Dunleavy, right? If I'm not
it
mistaken.
It is. Mike Dunleavy,
he has to,
yes.
Think about this, JR. Klay Thompson, what is he doing? I mean, Draymond, listen, I don't want to mince words. Draymond is the biggest bus rider in NBA history. Listen, you can tell me about the defense, you can tell me about this, but he's a hothead. And that technical, you saw that. That just changed the whole thing of the game. And then last point with Kerr, that challenge, I mean, what are you doing challenging with one timeout left? And you saw that how that came up when Malik Monk had that crazy runner. You know what I mean? So, again, like, I'm riding for my Celtics hard, as you know, man. We from Boston, baby. Like, it's championship or bust. Banner and team. JR, let's go, my man.
All right. Well, thank you, Sorju. Just pray for health for your team, man. I got you. Now, you don't break the Warriors up. You have to try to ride out Steph Curry for however long he's on the team. If you want to talk about break it up, and maybe, yeah, and they're going to have to answer, you know, some questions about Klay Thompson and how much they pay him or don't pay him. Is he worth having back? Like, that's a legitimate question. So if you consider that to be breaking up the Warriors, then yeah, sure, you go for it. They just gave Draymond Green a contract extension. He ain't going nowhere. Klay Thompson is the dude that they got to figure things out. They haven't been able to develop Kuminga. Chris Paul is now running around with a sore leg. He played 5 minutes. Wiseman is in Detroit, and I don't even think he's getting burned up in Detroit. And so, yeah, I think the Warriors, yeah, if you got to play the odds are that they've probably run their course. I don't think anybody expected them to pick up that last championship. And to think that they would catch lightning in a bottle twice, I think unlikely.
JR, to your point, the thing that's going to be the demise of the Warriors, you hit the nail on the head. It's Wiseman, Kuminga, Moody, even guys like Juan Toscano-Anderson. They had a really nice product when Steve Kerr arrived. And that was the work and the groundwork that you obviously know Mark Jackson created. And because those guys were ready to win a championship from a talent perspective, Steve Kerr had a very easy transition. But when it came to developing guys off the bench, the heir apparents, they fell flat. And that's going to be the black mark on this franchise. That's going to be the black mark on this dynasty, is that they couldn't sustain it because they never gave Steph, Clay, and Draymond the proper backups, if you will. They had one guy, but he got punched out by a teammate. And so now they're falling flat.
Yeah, I don't think... That'll be a small note when it's all said and done.
But they've fallen off, JR. I mean, you go from winning championships,
people get old.
Can't get past the second round. Yeah, but usually you win a championship and you get back to the finals or you get back to a semifinals. These guys,
they ran that through when they were taking all LeBron all them years. It's over, man.
All right, fair enough, and I agree with you. But it's prematurely over because they never developed the understudies.
Yeah, I don't want to call it premature. It's just it ran its course. Like, everything runs its course. And the Golden State Warriors, they had their time. They won four championships. I mean, outside of one guy kicking another guy in the nuts, they could have had five. I think that'll capture more attention than, you know, they didn't have – Kuminga didn't work and Wiseman. Like, those guys are going to go down as just small notes because nothing lasts forever. And it's ridiculously impressive already what they've already done. So they ain't going to be in no playing tournament, that much we know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shep, I got to shut up now for real? I got to leave?
Not my choice, not most people's choice, unfortunately. But we are transitioning to another very good host, though. So that's the good news. But JR, I'm sorry you got to shut up for the next 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 hours. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute of this show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to us talk about everything. David Tepper, Mark Cuban selling part of the Mavs. Maybe Mark Cuban running for president. I don't know. College football playoff. NBA in-season tournament. And tomorrow I'll bring you a top six list. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. I'm done. You can hit me up anywhere, all over social media, at JR Sport Brief. But don't move. You heard Shep say it. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Y'all be well, be safe, be smooth, be cool. Thank you, Shep.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered. Here's longtime NFL and NBA announcer, Ian Eagle.
Would I find this entertaining if I was sitting on the couch watching the game, or would this be a nuisance? Would this get in the way? Does it enhance the enjoyment for the viewer, or at some point are you becoming an annoyance?
Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.